This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, beautiful people. You are listening to The Worst, guys. It's a Worst Wednesday, and we're doing it in the worst way, baby. Here we go. Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, ride. Seeing Tamara in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part-time. Nah, hit some, let's check my archive. Do you ever feel like people in your life are just moving way faster than you are? Or feel like you've wasted too much time? I know I have. This is my house, That's what we're talking about today. What should we be focused on? I'll tell you, this topic today was inspired by taxes, actually. You know, you leave school, you leave university, and you come into the real world, and it's an intense jump, you know. You never really know how intense until you're in that, you know, like when you were young, when you were in grade 10, they're like, no, but just wait till grade 11, because grade 11, yeah, sharp. Then you get to grade 11, it's like, wait till matric. And you get to matric, wait till university. And now I'm at that, wait till you get to real life. If you're young and listening, this is the show for you, man. We're going to talk about it all, you know, the mistakes that we've made so far. I know we're still young, but I mean, what will we teach young people, man? What should we be focused on in order to be successful in the real world? It's such a different place from the institutions that we've stayed in, you know, 18, 20, 21 years prior, you know. And welcome ashore, my boy, to the show. You know, he's in the building. It's the one, the only.
Don't forget to add, you know, most handsome. Most glorious, most godly,
most yellow.
Hey, all of these adjectives that just describe how highly I should be held.
In high regard.
High regard.
Here you are.
Know me now, you know.
Yeah. How are you, my boy?
Dude, I'm living, you know. 2 weekends in a row I've been treated by my lady. I'm living life.
What happened this weekend, my boy?
This weekend I come from Limpopo. I've never even known of Limpopo. Okay, I'm lying. But
you traveled.
You know, because people are telling me that, Bloyi comes from Limpopo. Hey, these people are telling lies. They're just trying to hide this Limpopo litness from us.
Yeah, isn't what happened there? Was it dope?
I went to Warm Bath, my boy, with my lady. Dude, epic weekend. I love being out in nature in the wild. You know what I'm saying?
What did you see?
I saw two baby cubs. Names Gwelanga and Savannah.
You know, all right. Obviously, nice. They've got to have that African name. Yeah?
Hey,
what's your real name?
I wake up in the morning. I go out onto the balcony. There's some wild buck just roaming around. You know, you know, when you're having coffee, watching the bucks, not the Springboks, the bucks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, so yes. You're living the greatest life right now.
Dog. How you doing? How you doing? I see you. You look very. How do I say?
Professionalish.
Yes.
I was feeling like, yeah, this is how I'm gonna rock it on stage.
You look like you endorsed by Vaseline.
Yeah. Trying to clean up the look, man.
Oh, is it comfort cream? I don't know.
No, Vaseline all the way. I'm with the Rabadas of the world. You know,
Coco Banta special edition.
Never that for me. I'd rather use Aquas cream than Coco Pata. Yeah. I know a lot of niggas out here using Dawn.
I wouldn't mind being the ambassador of E45. That is a lit expensive cream.
Oh boy, yeah. Upper echelon cream. That's what you do, dog.
Yes.
No, but I'm good, man. I'm living. you know, this acting hustle that I'm on now. I actually started my own fan page on Facebook, which is a step in
the right direction,
man. Because I must be honest, before I opened it, man, it was a big fear of mine. Is like, what if there's actually nobody who knows about me? What if I actually don't have fans? You know, what am I gonna do? And initially when I started the page, I was like, okay, I'm expecting, you know, the first day to maybe get like 30 or so. If I got a room of people that I could perform to, you know, 30 people, 40 people, you know, a show. If I could have a show with the people who like my page, I'd be happy. And turns out a day later, it's already on plus 100 likes. I know I'm tooting my own horn here, but you know, you got to celebrate. You got to celebrate when you
do. Hey, dog, if you don't love yourself, how's anybody going to love you? You know what I'm saying?
That's honestly, it made my week to know that I have fans, you know. There are people listening. There are people watching, and they support the vision. They support the dream. Which is, yeah, man, it's a surreal feeling. I never honestly thought I'd get to this place in life. But yeah, that's the highlights of the week so far. Start on my own page. Go like it on Facebook. It's that simple. At Malcolm Lilly Official if you're looking for it. And if you want to chat to us here at Cliff Central, please do. You can hit us up on Twitter at cliffcentral.com, or you can hit the worst guys at the_worst guys. And you can find us on all social media, Facebook, Instagram. We're just the worst guys. Yeah, man, but that's my life, that's your life. Now we're gonna get to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what y'all came here for. So yeah, we're talking about the youth and what should we be focused on, you know, just to be more prepared for life, because I feel like I was underprepared, in all honesty, for a real full grown up life. I don't think we were taught the right things, such as taxes, how to handle property, and rent and agreements between your lease, you know, things that really affect us in day-to-day life in adulthood that we weren't really prepared for in school. You know, we were kind of sheltered from it to a large extent. But more than that, also, you know, it goes deeper into what we're teaching children at school and young people. You know, I feel like we live in the future, but we're thinking like the past.
Yeah. I also think it's not necessarily just based on school level. I mean, what you learn at home is what you eventually going to do out in public, you know? And on the whole note of, you know, learning how to do taxes and property and stuff like that, I've got friends whose parents have helped them to attain their own property for rent income purposes.
Yeah.
And my father's tried to pull me in that direction, but I haven't necessarily been open to learning more about it, because it's time consuming. I have to apply myself, you know. And with the way the world is working right now, there's so many other things I'd rather do than to just sit down and focus on what I need to get done now in order to prepare me for 5 years' time. That was my mentality back then. But it's a whole different paradigm shift right now. So I don't necessarily think that people not necessarily prepared well. I think it's also the parents. The onus should be on the parents and the willingness of the individual.
Okay, well, what I find for me personally and what I've seen from a lot of my peers is that we come, especially around this age, 23, 24, when it's just like, boom. Okay, you're a fucking adult now.
Yeah.
Deal with it. And I feel that a lot of people are overwhelmed by this. A lot of people struggle to actually get it right, especially in terms of the balance between, you know, enjoying your life and living, let's say, a stable life. You know, you're not just enjoying it, but you're a hobo. You've got your rent sorted. You've got your car payment sorted, insurance, all those things that make you an adult, in inverted commas. You know, these type of things that make you an adult was just not taught. And I often feel like we as young people put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be like, you know, why haven't I gone further? Why am I only here at this age? And I think we certainly do underestimate how young we really are in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, you still get that feeling from time to time where, you know, maybe I wasted a bit of time in university, you know. Maybe I was fucking around too much. Maybe I was focused on the wrong things completely.
Dude, there's no such thing as time for me, actually, hey? Just to breeze past that quickly. And I feel like the reason why we put so a lot of pressure on ourselves is because we're comparing ourselves to the masses. Your timeline is never going to be the same to mine. It's never going to be the same to the next person's. So whether I get my first car at 18 or 20 or 23, 25, whatever the age is, that's your own timeline, you know?
Yeah.
Whether I only get my first house at the age of 20 or 25 or 30, whatever the case may be, that's your own timeline. So there's no actual rush. In my opinion, there's no actual rush. There's nobody who can tell me how, like, what my rate of adulting in inverted commas should be.
Yeah, so
you grow at your own rate.
Yeah, your own pace, your own race.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing here. But do you not feel like maybe there was wasted time? Let me go for me personally as a rodent alumni, man. I spent a lot of my university time drinking, you know, having fun, you know, focusing on trivial things that will always be in my life.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the times I wish people told me that alcohol, pussy, and weed will be in my life forever. It'll never go away. But the time that you have to start building your empire, start building what you want to leave behind in this world is limited. You know, your life is only so long. So I'm talking about in terms of building to that ultimate goal that you want. You know, did we waste time getting to that place? I certainly feel like I did a lot of the time, and I always, not even just, you know, acting reckless as a young person, just like, I wish I had started younger. You know, I wish I'd like known at 16 years old exactly what it is that I want out of life and that it's possible to achieve. You know, in school, I was placed in a bubble where, you know, the things happening in reality seemed almost like a fantasy to me, and another world, another place. Where does Kim Kardashian come from? Where does she live? Where does she stay? She stays here on Earth, you know. Where does Kanye West, where do Jay-Z, where do they stay? They stay here on Earth, and they just started doing these things. And I think our education, going back to the education, how it almost trains us to not be those things, you know, trains us to be employees, trains us to be industrial robots.
Yeah, I agree with you 110% there. In terms of our schooling system, whatever level you look at it from, it's basically molding you to fit into society.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically,
the industrial robot.
But however, I feel like there's no. You know, specific time frame for when, you know, everybody would have loved to have started out young. Look at Colonel Sanders, for example. You know, you need to take into consideration the circumstances that you come across in life. He went through a lot of bullshit before he came up with KFC, but he flourished. Imagine he came up with KFC when he was in his 20s or in his 30s, for example.
Yeah.
And he would have been able to enjoy, you know, the fruits of his labor for a greater amount of time. But now it's his offspring and his family that are being able to enjoy that and maintain that, you know.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's not necessarily about when you start, but just the fact of starting itself.
Yeah, that's the one that people struggle with.
Yeah. I mean, even if you had to start, if I had to not spend all of that money at the tuck shop as a child and put it away and put it in the bank since from grade, I'm not even counting primary school, I'm just counting high school alone.
Yeah, all right.
By university, you're the most lit guy on campus.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
You could have been packing peanut butter and jam sandwiches and sacrificing that time and eat like a king in varsity.
You could do that.
But I mean,
Blue Moons and donuts were the
worst. You know, a pint of Coke is lit, you know. You want to be lit at that time as well.
Yeah, you see, this is what I'm trying to get to, is about enjoying that time, the moment, because a lot of people would argue that youth is wasted on the young, you know. But we have to have a balance between enjoying the life that we are currently living and preparing for a future one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to spend my whole life preparing for the future and ignoring the present.
And that's also like a debate that I've had with my parents, for example. Mm. Cuz like now, like, how long I've been earning a salary for now? And then they want to tell me, okay, you need to be saving. Not need to be saving. You need to be saving this amount, you know. Mm, now, when I look back at it, I'm like, I don't think y'all understand how my salary is set up. You know, the way my salary is set up, saving that amount, I must go to work, come back straight home.
No life.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you can't do that. There's got to be... like you say, a balance.
Yeah.
You gotta live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you might not get to that future that you're planning to the entire time.
I mean, I could save my whole life. Mm-hmm. And then at the age of 30, I tip a fat going and I die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's gonna chow that cash?
Not
people
you.
Who haven't worked for it.
Yeah,
fuck, no. I'd rather work to build something that is going to bring in that residual so that I can still enjoy and I can still put some aside for the people that haven't worked for it to enjoy as well. Mm. Yes, I'm talking about my future offspring and shit. You guys know that you haven't worked for this shit when you're listening to this stuff.
You best be working.
Yeah.
Right now, if you're listening to this, my seed, you best be working right now.
I'm on that... who's this now? That comedian from America that you love him, dog.
Gerard Carmichael.
No, man.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, I'm on that C.K. tip. I ain't giving them shit.
Yeah, you gotta
nothing.
Work for it.
Dololo. Do you know what nothing is, my boy?
Yeah, yeah. So do you think our youth is focused on the right things right now?
Each to his own.
Each to his own. But as a young guy, generally speaking, when you look around at your peers and the people around us, you know, what is the vision? What is the focus? Are young people focused on a vision? Do you believe most are lost, or are we on the right path to the revolution?
I would say we're on the right path.
Mm.
We were talking about music not so long ago, and you know, just in one of our own conversations, and saying that, you know, people are more on this, you know, uplifting vibe and motivational and
positive energy, yeah.
You know, concentrating on what's positive rather than what's negative.
Mm.
And I feel like it resonates throughout, not necessarily just in music, but just in interactions with other people. I can feel the energy. There's a lot of good energy out there. So we are definitely on the right path. Maybe it's because I'm attracting what I'm putting out into the world as well.
Yeah.
Because, hey, at the end of the day, we all know that there's some shit happening in this earth.
Mm.
So, and it's always going to be there. It's up to you to make what you can of this life.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There is definitely a shift in mentality, I feel, amongst the youth. But now we need to start implementing it in real life, because we have not been doing this. You know, I mentioned earlier that we live in the future, but we still think like the past. You know, how should we be educating our children? What should they be learning? As ourselves, the system that we live in, that we run in, that we all aware is fucked up. Yeah. How do we change it now?
Yeah, but at the same time, look at the people that are in charge. It's the ones that are still from
back in the day. But we coming up now, so we need to start having these conversations, and we need to start thinking about it, because it's going to be our turn when we're sitting in those seats. And are we just going to continue?
Yeah. Do you
with
remember
what the people have done so far? Because if they have, if we are going to continue, then I need to get my ticket to Mars, man. Get the fuck out of here when that happens.
That's why I'm trying to blow up right now, so that I can be considered one of those that, no, this guy really needs to be on that ship to Mars.
Yeah, yeah, he needs to be an innovator on Mars. And the truth is, only the rich will survive when life is unsustainable.
I'm telling you, the rich have built a fort.
Yeah.
That will save everybody.
Yeah.
Well, the necessary people.
Yeah.
Should the world go to shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to be on that list.
Me too. That's why I want to make the squabs.
But remember reading Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell?
Yeah.
And the part where they were talking about, you know, it's also relevant to the time you were born and what's going on in that time. Steve Jobs and who's the other one? Steve Jobs and that Microsoft guy. Bill Gates.
Mm.
Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, all right? They were born in an era whereby when they were in their late teens, early 20s, they were able to take advantage of the technological boom, all right? Anyone born before that time would have been so caught up with the way things were in a technological sense that they wouldn't have been open to change. Anyone born after that time would have been too young to even comprehend what's going on, you know. So they were the innovators. They were responsible for implementing that change. So, and that's where we come in place now. We are responsible for implementing that change, that paradigm shift, and spreading the world like, hey, people, listen, we're done with these old...
This is not working.
Exactly.
It's so obvious that it's not working. So now we as the young people need to start thinking about what would work. Personally, I think we could have a society based on technology and artificial intelligence because we have the technology.
Imagine the whole world was like Silicon Valley.
Yeah, something like that, man, where we abandon the money system. We abandon the idea of modern politics. You know, technology runs the world and we still live in societies. There's still things that we can do. We'll always be artistic. We'll still always want to socialize. So those things will always still be possible. But imagine... At a bar, it's just a machine. It pours the drinks for you. You never have to pay. If you wanted, you could get drunk in a stupor every night and die on the street. But, you know, we'd avoid that completely because you'd want to live. Life would be good. You know, I think a technological takeover might disrupt things on the planet for about 2 years or so. But afterwards, I don't think people would need jobs. I don't think people would need to do anything outside of what they want to do as people. And, eliminating the social inequality will rise the levels of happiness. It will decrease the levels of crime. These are the type of things that we need to start thinking about. Alternatives. Politicians are disgusting people. Hey, we all know they're disgusting.
The fact that you can go study politics. Yeah. The fact that you can go study how to steal $1 million.
Yeah. But look, it's not, you know, politics is always going to be there.
Yeah, true.
Because politics is essentially interaction with others, realizing that you are not alone. So it's not the idea of politics itself, it's the idea of modern politics, the politicians that we put into power. It's so ridiculous that we say, oh, these politicians are corrupt, they're so corrupt, I hate Trump, I hate this guy, I hate this guy, and this guy, but now you're gonna go to the booth and like, ah, but you know, I have to vote. Why? Stop feeling peer pressure. You have your own mind. You understand good values. Let's look at the things that will continue to implement good values or start, actually, because we haven't had those from our leaders. Stop thinking about politicians and start thinking about leadership.
Yeah. And that's why Mac Miller was saying, think for yourself and you'll find out that a lot of these so-called authorities bullshit.
All right. On that note, let me play you a track, man. And we're going to be joining you later with more on the conversation.
Woo! Woo, indeed.
That is Youth by Foxes. It's the Adventure Club remix. Man, that track takes me back to the good days, my man.
Hey, man.
I sound like such a Bali, but it's such a party anthem, dude.
Takes me back. As well. I can't talk much about it, though, because I got a lady now. Because you know the kind of music that you can't listen to anymore?
Because you used to bops to it back in the day.
And you know, it was lit.
That's so crazy. Yeah, but I just remember, you know, the haze at our university, you know, partying in the... There's this place called Monastery. It has this, like... a house that they turned into a chore, but they only play like drum and bass, EDM, a lot of type of music, a lot of drugs.
Mali.
A wooden floor, so when the bass drops, you know, everything vibrates.
It's like a Kitchener's vibe.
Yeah, it was a surreal experience. But anyway, if you don't know who we are, we're the worst guys. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And we're just talking about being young, man. What it's like, because we're not talking from a Bali perspective, an old person's perspective, because we are still young, but we are growing older and we're becoming men.
Can I tell you? I'm gonna be forever young. Even when I die, I'm still young.
Yeah.
It's what you make yourself out to be. It's what you believe in. It's what's inside of you.
Yeah. That's what makes you young. You know, I'm still going to be rapping. 45 years old, I'll be listening to raps, spitting bars, spitting freestyles. You know, I'll be living my
in the car, life. Dropping my son off at school or my daughter off at school, wherever. I'm still spitting bars, you know.
Yeah. Cool, man. So yeah, anyway, let's get into the next half of the show. We're going to talk about the news stories that have been grabbing our attention over the last week.
Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Farron. Extra, extra.
Okay. First things first. Herman Mashaba seems like he's adamant on cleaning up the city that is Johannesburg. There has been a massive cleanup of employees in the CBD area. A total number of 314 people have been arrested, including employees of the city, man. Investigations vary from fraud, corruption, theft of city assets, hijacked buildings. This is what the acting spokesperson Luyanda Mfeka said. So right now, more than 100 employees have been suspended, 12 have resigned, and 7 have been dismissed. These are people working for the city of Johannesburg, and they basically offering up those abandoned buildings in the CBD in Hillbrow, you know, to Tsotsis.
I'd actually like to see CBD go back to what it used to be, to what my parents told me it used to be. You know, the streets used to be so clean.
Bro.
Over there, we used to do this, there.
Bro, you know. bro. Honestly, the CBD, if you frequent the CBD, especially in the nighttime, we've got such an electric vibe there. It honestly feels like being a part of something like the New York City Times Square.
Exactly.
You know, that feeling is there, that energy is there, but it's so unsafe that people don't go there at night. People don't do things, you know, because they're afraid. People don't experience the city the way it should be. Imagine if it could be like a European city where you travel with your bicycle. You know, there was a bicycle lane at night. You go wherever you want. You come back at 3-4 in the morning riding on your bicycles. You know nothing's going to happen to you. You experience the day without fear of getting mugged or being harassed. You know, our city is actually so, so incredible. That city center is honestly still, to this day, the heartbeat of Johannesburg. Because if you're looking for culture, if you're looking for screw screw boys, if you're looking for the culture, it's there in the CBD at the end of the day. And I really like the fact that Herman Mashaba is starting the cleanup. If we could get to the place where it's safe, man, if we could get to a place where it's safe, I honestly think that it'll be an entirely different city altogether.
Yeah.
Because there's certain people, we won't name the name of their hue, but they're afraid to go to the CBD. A lot of people are afraid to go to the CBD because it seems like a poor, a suffering place, which to a large extent it is, but there's so much happening there. And even South Africans, black South Africans, are afraid to go there a lot of the time because, you know, we like that four as well. You know, we like the green hill, the green valleys, you know. But yeah, that's what's happening with the CBD. So shout out to Herman Mashaba, somebody actually doing something out there in the politics game. And what else? Oh, this one. So apparently Usher Raymond is getting sued by a whole gang of bitches. Apparently, he gave them herpes, my boy.
Gosh.
So now,
I'm so happy that I'm cuffed. It's not even a joke.
It's hard on you, my boy.
It's so, yes, like chicks are leaving Vasarire and being like, "Eish, angna mali, angna loto," and then they zoom in on a target. I'm like, "I'm gonna fuck this nigga like so buck." You know, I mean, like, take nothing away from the fact that there are some cruel ass motherfucking niggas out here. Like that chick, that nigga that burned the chick in Santa.
Yeah.
Like that nigga deserves to die.
Yeah, for you know? Sure.
But also, For the amount of people that are being called out. Let's not lie, there are some that are crying wolf.
Yeah. But forget that. There's actually some validation to their claims. Apparently, if you do have an STD or know of it and you have sex with somebody without a condom, you are liable because you are aware.
Okay, did he know?
Yeah. He did. Yeah, that's the whole situation now. He knew and he gave these girls herpes. But firstly, why are you having sex with Usher without a condom? It's Usher, dog. He's obviously bopsing at least 3 times a day.
Apparently, Trey Songz did the same thing when he was in Mzansi, Africa.
He came and gave bitches herpes. Oh, girl, sorry. I'm trying to change my misogynistic ways, but it's hard. Saying the word bitch just sounds so
rolls
nice.
Off the tongue so nice. Off,
you know, he's bitch.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. What did you want me to say? That's why I made love to your lady, you obese gentleman. No.
So anyway, yeah. So apparently, it was consensual, but they didn't know that he had herpes, and now he's getting sued left, right, and center. There's not one. I'm not 100% sure how many have come out now, but there's a number of them.
Girl, you got herpes now. That's what it's made for. Ain't no name but protection. That's what it's made for. Girl, why you tripping now?
You know I got it.
That's what it's made for. So you can get sick like this,
baby.
No, man. I can't believe I shall.
Let's just be seeing on radio. I love you, my boy.
I love you too, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway. Yeah, that's what's happening with Usher. His life is blowing up in a deep way.
Maybe he's going to come out with another Confessions album. I hope he does. I hope because
we'll get
inspires.
The truth. We'll get the truth. Yeah, Usher's been lacking some inspiration of late. Yeah. So now we're going to get some real stories from Usher about what was happening. And is herpes the only thing you got? And ladies, don't fuck Usher without a condom. Come on, man. It's Usher. You know, but I do agree with you in that's why, especially in the industry that we're in, that it's really, really beneficial to get cuffed. I need to get cuffed out in these streets
because
I know myself.
It's rough.
I'm gonna get too tempted out here. So I need to get a lady quick.
And I'm not even trying to pull a race card or anything. But let's look at this for a second. Bill Cosby,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tiger Woods. You know what I'm saying? Now Usher Raymond. Why is it all niggas,
man?
Why?
Hey man,
you're telling me Charlie Sheen is clean? Get out of here, man.
No, he has AIDS, though.
But you're telling me there's no one that caught AIDS from Charlie Sheen before he got clean.
Yeah, get out of here. But yeah, he's got the big one. But money can fix AIDS. That's the thing.
Yeah, but it can't fix it on the next person that you pass it down to.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on,
that's
guys. No. What's true for the pot should be true for the whole.
Yeah. All right, so I'll actually just... Look to get locked. Look to get married and never stray. I can use my imagination. There's always pornography if I'm looking for something different and excited. But my commitment is to one because, no, it's dangerous out here. Firstly, these women, he probably doesn't even know or love them. Now they're going to take his money like somebody who he divorced. Even somebody, your ex-wife, you'll hate to give half to. Now he's probably going to give half his wealth to these numerous women who he's given this disease to. But yeah, anyway, Oak's life is a mess.
Shame, man.
Yeah, man, that's all the stories I've got for today. Let me find out from you, man, just before we do wrap up. Can you tell me, do you think the youth is wasted on the young?
My final thoughts are as follows. I feel as though, number one, people need to start thinking for themselves. Yeah. All right. Once we can do that, we can unite those that have, you know, a common train of thought and build on the future. In terms of being able to shift from what is old and into what is new and helping, you know, the newbies understand the new way of doing things and the old ones, helping them. It's like teaching an old person WhatsApp. That's exactly what we need to do.
We
need to tell them like, hey, bro, listen, we're done with this SMSing vibe. It's too much money. WhatsApp, it's the new efficient way.
That's basically
what it boils down to.
Nah, I feel
I also feel like it needs to be a willingness from each and every single individual.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're reluctant to learn and to change and to move forward, we'll be stuck in this position for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, let's go to the new. There's a new world waiting for us, and it's our turn. It's our turn to make a difference. Just to wrap up, as you know, we always wrap up with the worst guy. So I've actually got some shows fucking for once. I'll be performing at Parker's Comedy Club from the 9th till the 12th of August. Please do come through. The lineup is crazy hot. It's myself, Dylan Oliphant, and Chris Forrest will be headlining the show. It's 130 Rand tickets online and 150 Rand at the door. But do book online. Book a seat. Bring your corporate. Bring your family. Bring a birthday group.
Don't bring your lady, because Mark and Julie is a savage.
Well, snatcher. Don't bring your girl to my show, dog. Don't bring your girl to my show. But bring everybody else. Bring the hoes. You know, because you know these hoes ain't loyal. Anyway, yeah, that's the 9th to the 12th of August. 9th is Women's Day as well. And tickets are free on that day. So yeah, yeah. Okay, if you're a nigga, you can bring your girl on that day, because there's obviously going to be many. And Asinino, what's up?
Asinino, what's up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the 9th to the 12th of August. But anyway, it's been such a pleasure and a treat as always. We're going to wrap up with a Worst Guy Cypher.
Worst.
Here we go. Woo. Okay, okay, okay. I feel like this is a, in comparison to the beatboxer we had last week, this is nothing. This is just something that I found. And we'll start again. This thing's ending in 6 days. I feel like it's too trash.
No,
too trash. Let's
put some respect on Tula Caesar's name.
Oh, let's go with this one. Let's go with that one.
Okay. Young, wild, and free. We just wild and free. We just young, wild, and free. We just wild and free. I said I'm young, wild, and free. We just wild and free. I said I'm young, wild, and free. We just wild and free. Go.
I'm wild and free. Just come see me.
Come see me.
Doing what I do.
Where?
I'm also free. Anywhere, anytime, I'm always here busting a rhyme. But I do it so dirty, it's like a crime. It's like the CBD right now. But we fight in the crowd. We trying to get out of town and do it like international superstars. Yeah, we want to drive the fast cars. Think you chilling in your own lane, but it's not fast, it's so slow. Oh no, here I go. I'm gonna keep rapping, cause my head has got so many many bars in these things that we doing, in these things and these flings that we always wanna go to and sing. Got the bling, I'm like Ching-a-ling. I won't die though, cause I'm not a one hit wonder, cause I'm also fly. No, oh, let's get some more dope in the building and think about the future, man. How you wanna be living?
How you wanna be living? Where you wanna be seen? Everybody wanna be slowly moving like they on lean. I'm not talking about that purple sprite. It's going down tonight. If you can get it right, you can get it right with the worst guys. Hey, Malcolm Dooley performing on the stage, out the Parker stage. He's so brave, and yes, we lit the stage alight, just like a fire. Yes, we wiser, we not drinking Budweiser, cause we like to remain sober. Hey, and all of those people that are so much older, y'all need to open up and see that the future is so much closer than what you could even imagine. I mean, it's just like imagining a life with me and you and me and him and me and her and everybody together. What we could do is so beautiful, so beautiful. So come together as the people and we can make something so magical.
I'm young and free. Just come see me.
Come see me.
I'm young and free.
Young and free.
Just come see me.
See who?
I'm young and free.
I'm young and free.
Just come see me.
Just come see me.
I'm young and free.
Yeah, man.
Just come see me.
Woo!
We out. We the worst guys.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's the best show in the world.
In the world.
Never forget.
This is CliffCentral.com.